Well, do we have any kids out there? Any kids? 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 Scared of the big red man? I don't blame you. How about you, Mom? Scared of the big red man? Okay, he can stand behind you. That's okay, yeah. What, are you crying too? It's okay. What do we got here, you guys? Yeah, it's a pretty straightforward question, isn't it? What do you notice about this here cheese here, this here cheese on? Notice anything? Let me ask you this, is it the same? No, different, different, yeah. What do we got? What's different about it? Can you see the cheese back there behind Mom? Excellent. Yeah, what's different about that? Yeah, one is orange, and one is orange and white, and one is a big flat square, and the other one is kind of in... What would you say if I told you that one of these pieces of cheese, one of these areas of cheese on the old plate is real, and one of these areas of cheese is not really cheese at all? It's hydrogenated something or other. What do you think? Which one's real and which one's isn't? Want to guess? You have to eat the one that you guess, by the way. Just kidding, it's been sitting out for about 4 hours. I probably wouldn't touch this with a 10-foot pole. Which one do you think? Which one's real? The cubes? This one's real, and this one's not. What do you think? How many of you think he's right? How many of you think this one is the real cheese, and this one is the fake cheese? Raise your hands. How many of you? Yeah? How many of you think the other way? Yeah. Hard to tell, isn't it? How would you know? How would you be able to figure out which cheese is real and which cheese isn't? Yes, sir. Press again. Will you press? Press away there. Yeah? What do you think? You changed your answer, yes. Hard to tell, isn't it? How about you? How do you tell? How do you know which cheese is real and which cheese isn't? Yes, sir. You're sitting next to a pretty good answer, you know that? Huh? What do you think? Ask your mom, for Pete's sake. Huh? Because your mom can read the package. And on the package, it says that this one is hydrogenated something or other. And this one is 100% real cheese. Now, what in the world's that got to do with church? Well, you know, we've got a little story that we're going to hear today. Because after the crucifixion, after Good Friday, and after Easter, after Jesus was raised from the dead, you believe that the disciples, they were kind of confused. They didn't know what was real and what wasn't. Man, there was just chaos. And so they had to work pretty hard to try to figure out what was real and what wasn't. And so while a couple of them are walking along this road, you know who showed up? Although they didn't recognize him. Come on, you guys, what did I tell you? The answer to the question in church always is Jesus, right, exactly. Jesus showed up. They didn't recognize him, and Jesus started talking to these guys, and man, they could just sense, gosh, there's something about this guy. He's pretty cool. And so, you know, the thing is, God puts people in your lives to kind of help you figure out what's real and what isn't. He's got somebody sitting right next to him that helps with that, your parents. And you can talk to God, and God will back, believe it or not, and he'll help you figure out what's real and what isn't in your life. And so as we finish this time this morning, let's talk to God, all right? And we'll do that by praying. Well, Lord, we ask you to help us figure out things that are real and things that aren't in our lives. And sometimes that's pretty hard. So sometimes we have to do a better job of listening to the people that you put in our lives, like our parents and our teachers and our Sunday school teachers, and especially listening to you. So help us to do that this week. We ask this in your son's name, and we all say together, amen.